It doesn't have any emergency items, but it's somewhat urgent because the creek is moving over to the line, to the sewer line. So we need to stream bank stabilize a couple of different spots. And he also has quite a bit of shot rock that was blasted during the project. It's moved around his property, similar to what Mr. Plott's experienced. So we need to kind of mitigate that whole situation. We need to go over to the Lowry property, which is a property that was impacted by the Kirbyville sewer project back in 08 and 09, I think it was. And he's got a low water crossing that needs improvement. It's not a huge cost, but it's still something that needs to be done. It'd be better for a contractor to do it. It'd be really outside the scope of my staff.
Now, is that something that we participate in to save or no? I mean, something like that, you might get with Road and Bridge. Because I know we've done projects, and I know Road and Bridge has helped.
Yeah.
And then being reimbursed by the sewer fund, because we can typically do it cheaper than.
Yeah. And then I included some clearing on plot property specifically. That property has never been maintained since it was put in. The lines were constructed down from Kirbyville area across Mr. Plott's property and connects into the main Coon Creek line and then goes on to Hollister. And we need to clear that right away. We need to maintain that properly. So I'm hoping I could get Boyce Excavating as the contractor that's awarded the rehab project, start giving us a price to do that, to clear that right away that's never been cleared before, because again, it's kind of outside the scope of our work. Sets us up well to do that and maintain that properly in the future. So that's why these costs are being increased from $150,000 to $275,000.
So it's $125,000 increase?
Yes.
Clear the right of way. I'm trying to understand that.
So the sewer line was put in, and there's a 20-foot easement down that, and that right of way, for whatever reason, was never maintained. So there's cedars. Well, you walk part of it.
That's what you're talking
about. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's cedars, you know, several inches thick down through there that need to be cleared out.
Okay.
Where we can get a vehicle down there, a little tractor or something on an annual basis, a little push hog, and we can just take care of it.
And that's also how we have to repair that pipe?
Yeah, so it's all going to time out pretty well, really. Contractor's going to build a little small road down to this area on Mr. Plott's property, fix the exposed pipe, and then we can clear up and down the right-of-way. And that way, if we have any other issues, which we may down there, we'll be able to have good access,
to
that.
Yeah.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental agreement binding between Regional Sewer District and Caney County for the Sanitary Sewer Rehabilitation Project Phase 5, an increase of $125,000.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I've got today.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
We will recess, go upstairs. We're scheduled for Eagle View Preliminary Project.